Welcome back to King's Kids Radio. I'm Sister Reeve.
And I'm Sister Clark.
I don't know about you, but I'm super excited to worship and sing our songs.
I am too, Sister Reeve. I think they're going to like this one. It's called Praise Him, Praise Him.
Sean, Angel, and Preston, sing along.
Praise Him.
It sure was. Our next song is I've Got the Joy, 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 Joy Down in My Heart.
I want to hear you sing, Gabriel and Raphael. Sing it loud.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to say. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I've got the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart.
Where?
Down in the depths of my heart.
Where?
Down in the depths of my heart.
I've got
the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart.
Where?
Down in the depths of my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Singing and worshiping. This last song is called It's Bubbling.
Sing it with us, Jasmine and Omri.
It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. They're singing and laughing since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet, but it's bubbling, 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 bubbling.
songs. And I hope y'all enjoyed singing and worshiping as much as we did.
I know I did. Now it's time to recite our memory verse. I've been
Wait. That's my line. Woof.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
My name is Super Bible Buddy, and I want to be your best buddy and help you memorize the Word of God.
Wow, Super Bible Buddy.
Woo!
That's an awesome job you have.
And an awesome job, and one that I love. I love to help young children memorize the Bible and teach them how to hide God's Word in their heart. Woo!
Well, our Bible verse for today is found in 1 Samuel 15:22. Can you help us learn that one?
Absolutely. All right, everyone. Say it with me. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams.
Super Bible Buddy, can you help us understand what that means?
It means that God wants our obedience above all else, even above the most generous of gifts.
Oh, I understand that better now. Thank you, Super Bible Buddy.
How about we say that memory verse one more time, kids? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. 1 Samuel 15:22. Roo. Well, kids, I've enjoyed being with you and helping you learn the Word of God, but I'm needed elsewhere right now. Until next time, remember that the greatest superpower that we have is the power we have over sin. And the only way that we can get that power is to repent of our sins, get baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Until next week, kids, woo, woo, woo!
Wow, our very own superhero. I hope he visits us again.
And what about that verse? That's a great scripture to live by. Sometimes we sacrifice without really obeying.
That is so true, Sister Clark. It's all about our attitude when we sacrifice. And that reminds me of today's lesson.
In today's lesson, we're going to learn about a guy that maybe you might not think of as a superhero, but God does.
He's even listed in Hebrews 11 in the Hall of Faith.
After Adam and Eve were sent out of the garden, they were blessed with two handsome boys. One was named Cain.
Hi.
And one was named Abel.
Hello there.
Adam and Eve were careful to raise their sons to worship and love God. They knew the mistakes they had made, and they did not want their sons to repeat them.
They taught their sons the ways of God and how they were to offer their best to God to show him their thankfulness.
Cain and Abel had seen their parents offer their sacrifices to God.
I can't wait until I'm old enough to offer a sacrifice to God. I have so much to be thankful for.
But Cain could only think of his crops and grudgingly thought,
"Man, if Abel's going to give an offering, that means I have to also. All that hard work I put into my garden, just to have to burn the best of my crops?"
The time came for Cain and Abel to make their sacrifices to God.
Abel. Abel. Abel!
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you there.
What are you even doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm fluffing out my lamb's wool. It just got a bath and I clipped its nails, and so I'm starting to blow dry them.
Okay. I know you love your sheep, but this is a little too far, don't you think?
Oh, Cain, don't tell me you forgot.
Forgot? Of course not. Now, what exactly would I have forgotten?
Brother, it's time for us to offer unto God our sacrifice. And it's tonight. Don't you remember?
Right. The sacrifice. Yep. I've already got it. I've just gotta put it together.
All right, glad to hear it. Let's see now. I'm gonna brush its teeth now. You know what I found the other day? Some sheep smelly good stuff. Ain't that funny? Yeah, I got a couple of bottles. Let's see here. We got vanilla. We got some evergreen. Yeah, and some cane? Cane? Hey, huh. Oh, well.
Ugh, I totally forgot about this sacrifice. I'm gonna run out of my harvest. I hope God likes these three Brussels sprouts and the leftover potatoes. Why can't I just say thank you? Oh man, maybe I'll even add in these beets. Or maybe not. Oh, and look here now. It's so late. No time to wash them. I hope he doesn't mind the dirt. I don't think he will. God made dirt, and dirt don't hurt.
I'm gonna miss you, buddy. You are a great sheep. You look pretty spiffy, if I say so myself. And that cage-free grass diet definitely was working. I wonder where Cain is. Oh, I hope he remembers.
I'm coming. Woo! Whoa! Whoops! Who put that stump there? Uh-oh. Well, I don't think God's gonna miss that tomato anyway. Has this hill always been here? Almost. There. Woohoo! I made it just in time.
I've already set up mine. Where is your sacrifice, Cain?
What do you mean, where is my sacrifice? It's right here. Gaze at its beauty.
Oh. Harvest must have been dusty.
What was that?
plenty. Harvest must have been plenty.
Hey, no you didn't. You said...
Oh, looks like it's time to start.
Abel! Why is the storm only coming over your sacrifice? Is this what Mom and Dad said was going to happen?
I don't know. Maybe yours will come second.
Hey, is that it? I had a sacrifice for God. Why didn't he take it? You, Abel, why did he take yours and not mine?
Cain, I don't know.
This isn't fair. I did what Mom and Dad said.
Cain.
No, don't Cain me. You spoiled rotten good for nothing. God favored you, and for what?
If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door.
God, I did what they said, what you said.
Cain, you and I both know what is in your heart.
No, it's unfair. It's unfair. This just isn't fair. I'm out of here.
God?
Abel, thou hast pleased me with thy sacrifice. You have shown your thankfulness and obedience by sacrificing the best of your flock. Your faith is strong.
Thank you, God.
Wow, Abel brought a sacrifice that was pleasing to God. Not only was it his best, it was a sacrifice like he had been taught to bring, and God was pleased with it. The amazing thing about Abel's sacrifice was that God remembered it many years later. The Bible lists the heroes of faith, and Abel, who was just a young man, is listed among such men as Abraham and Moses.
That's exactly right, Sister Clark. God was not happy with Cain's offering. God told Cain if he had brought the proper sacrifice with the right attitude, he would have been accepted. This shows us that God places a high priority on obedience. We want to please God with our lives, don't we? We should be obedient to our parents, teachers, and pastor.
Most of all, we should be obedient to God. We know without the Holy Ghost, we cannot obey God or His commandments.
Let's pray together and ask God to help us to be obedient.
God, help me to be obedient to my parents, teachers, and pastor, and to any adult that you have placed in my life. I not only want my sacrifice to be pleasing unto you, but I want my daily living to be just as acceptable. I know with your help, I can do all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
I don't know about you, Sister Clark, but I have really enjoyed our first superhero lesson. And we've even got our own superhero. Super Bible Buddy was super cool. All right, y'all. I know you've been waiting for it. The winner of this week's drawing is Eliana Pitts. Congratulations, Eliana. As we say goodbye, remember to join us next week as we learn a new verse with Super Bible Buddy and we meet our next superhero, Enoch. See you later, superheroes.
Bye.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.